Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who's stoked to have another lovely holiday. Your host, Maceo.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm very excited to be back for year two of Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast 2.0. Yeah, I hope you're all right. I hope you had a great, what we call off season, right? Okay, so we're just about 2 months out from Enchanted Hills Camp starting their lighthouse programming. Lots to talk about. So I'm just going to get right to it with a bunch of introductory information for 2018. Are you ready? All right. Well, here we go. Well, what's happening with me? I will not be working full-time this summer. However, I will be doing heavy-duty volunteering, and hopefully, as the schedule has been laid out, I will be at every session offering Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast 2.0 as an activity. Well, what's going to change, you might ask? Well, first, the location of where we're going to record Everything EHC 2.0 is going to not be in the Kiva. I have a new clever place for it where we won't bother anybody. We'll be right in the heart of camp, very accessible and very fun. The layout of Everything EHC 2.0 is going to be a one-on-one question and answer scenario. I, your host, will be asking the campers 20 questions handpicked from hundreds that I have brainstormed. They come from such categories as food and drink, art and entertainment, personal interests, and I even have some hard questions. This activity will be focusing on the campers this year, and hopefully the production aspect of it will go a lot smoother and quicker because I'm only going to be at each session a couple days, return home, finish the production, release them, and then come back for another round of Everything EHC 2.0. Hey, I got the idea from Everything EHC 2.0. The 2.0 comes from it being Tony Fletcher's, the director, Tony Fletcher's 20th year of being the director is this year. How awesome is that? Now I'm going to change gears here a little bit and talk about the other opportunity that I will be involved in this year, which is the music camp from August 6th to 12th. And we're taking applications from ages 16 to 24. It's certainly going to be an awesome experience. I'll be working closely with the co-director, Lawrence Brown III. You may have remembered him from last summer. He's an exceptional drummer and musician and a great person. We've become friends and just really excited to work with him with this music camp. Hey, we're going to combine performance, music academia, and musical relationships along with good old-fashioned fun. Doesn't that sound great? We're going to have specialists featuring in Braille music, instruments. We're going to do a songwriting workshop. And then, of course, the performance is a big part of it. So we're going to come up with an incredible performance. And at the end of the week, on that Saturday, we get to perform as a group and individually in the Redwood Grove Theater as a climax for that music camp. Don't forget, we're going to have nighttime activities, so much fun to be had, and experts in so many different musical capacities. It's going to be a great experience, and I'm really looking forward to putting that program forward motion. Speaking of forward motion, I got to talk to Tony. Those were his exact words this week when I asked him, hey, how's it going up at Enchanted Hills Camp? He said, forward motion. We're moving forward. It is a bit of a grind, but it's happening. As you know, there was a fire last fall. There's been a lot of preparations, fix-its, rebuilding, and brainstorming to try to make Lighthouse programming happen this summer, and I can promise you that tons of volunteer hours and time and energy and money have been put into making it right for y'all this summer. So with that being said, he gave me some tidbits of information here. How about newly renovated and remodeled lakeside cabins? New beds, everything is happening. A shout out to AmeriCorps, who first group was just up there and has just left after being there 12 weeks and doing so much work remodeling and getting things ready. A second group is coming in. They're going to be here several weeks into the Lighthouse programming. So they're going to be helping a ton. You're going to meet some of these folks who are a part of AmeriCorps. You can check. We'll have lots of time to talk about that at some point. Maybe I'll even get them in on some Everything EHC 2.0. Everything EHC 2.0. So this next group is obviously involved in getting everything ready for Lighthouse programming. It's very exciting. Hey, who else is going to be here this summer? Maybe some folks we know. I heard Annalisa's coming back. How about just Josh Lintz is going to be back? I heard, let's see. Oh my goodness. How about some Australians? Lovely Sally will be coming back, as well as the lovely Tion will be coming back. How exciting will it be to see some of these team members who were so awesome last year coming back? And then of course there's always the new folks. Yes indeed. Hey, what's going to be different this year than last year? Well, a lot of things are going to be different. Tony mentioned the nature area. The nature area activities are going to be very different than they've ever been before. Why? Because there was a giant fire. And, you know, the earth recuperates quickly from things like this. And it's already happening, I'm sure. Springtime, growth, things are coming back. But what an opportunity to see how the landscape has changed and to feel how different camp feels after something as dramatic as that has happened to camp. So if you've never done nature area before, now might be a time to try it out. And then try it out in the next couple of years and see how things have changed since the Great Fire of 2017. All right, well, some other things that are going to be different. You youths and teens are going to be living in a new portable boys and girls town. They got some bungalows coming, some nice new portable bathrooms. It was going to be a whole different experience. And once again, not like anything that's happened since camp has begun, I would imagine. Meeting new challenges at Enchanted Hills Camp. You know, some other things we can look forward to. I wrote a new call and repeat song so we don't have to sing the same Veeder holiday song. Yes. All right. So I just, let's see, did I miss anything? I'm going to take a peek at my notes here. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Janet and Dawn Lay, who are up there at camp living and working to make it happen. We owe a ton to them because they have persevered through many, many things to stay at camp and help get it going again. As well as George Wurzel. Did you see the Subaru commercial? Check it out on YouTube. All right, Chris Boyd has been spotted up there. I've seen some Facebook pictures of him working away up there. Chris Lawyer, also known as Chris Boyd. He's been a part of Everything EHC last year. He's just up there working away. We appreciate all the hard work that those folks are doing to get ready for camp. All right, so I totally plan on being there for opening dinner with the adults, opening campfire, and getting this Everything EHC 2.0 going at camp for activities. But before then, you know, keep checking back because it looks like I'll be able to slip in some pre-summer show surprises. Yeah, I got some cool things happening. We're going to do some Everything EHC features before summer starts, so keep tuning in. I don't want to give too much information away because it's some pretty cool stuff we got going on here. All right, so there you go. Welcome back, everybody. I hope that was helpful information. I hope it was fun listening to what we got going on here. I'm certainly excited to be back up at camp on campus, bonding with all of you over some pretty awesome questions I got for you this year. Hey, a shout out to Tony. Happy 20 years. We're going to talk about that some more, I'm sure. And I'm sure this has been a challenging year for him. And what a 20 year to remember, huh? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Thanks again so much for listening to Everything EHC 2.0. This has been your first show. I am Maceo, your host. Have a great, great week, and I will talk to you very, very, very soon. For more information or applications for Lighthouse Summer Programming, please check out lighthouse-sf.org.